Welcome to another edition of Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and a new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessing that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.
Hello, I'm Therese. Thank you for praying with me and my prayer partner, Deanna, today. Our first request is for a prayer of thanksgiving. Last week, Teresa asked us to pray for her daughter, Jessica, who is having a test to measure damage to her liver. The test came back perfect. Praise God. Heavenly Father, with hearts full of gratitude, we come before you, lifting up our thanks and praise for your boundless mercy and love. Last week, Teresa entrusted her daughter Jessica into your hands as she faced a test to measure the damage to her liver. Today, we rejoice in your faithfulness, for the results came back perfect, a sign of your healing touch and compassionate care. Lord, you are the great physician, the source of all healing and restoration. Thank you for answering our prayers and granting Jessica this gift of good health. Thank you for the peace you gave Teresa and for reminding us once again that you are ever present in our joys and trials. May this testimony of your mercy strengthen our faith and the faith of all who hear it. Help us to always trust in your perfect will and to never cease in offering you our praise. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
This next request is from a family member of Daniel. We lost Daniel last week to a tragic and unexpected death. Please pray for his mother and father, wife, 4 children, and large extended family. Please pray for his soul and that God will accept him into his kingdom. Heavenly Father, with heavy hearts, we come before you, lifting up Daniel's soul into your loving hands. In your infinite mercy, we ask that you welcome him into your kingdom, granting him eternal rest and peace in your presence. May your grace cover him, and may your love embrace him as he enters into the fullness of life with you. Lord, we also pray for those left behind, especially Daniel's mother and father, his wife, his 4 children, and his large extended family. Their grief is deep, their pain immeasurable. Be their refuge and strength in this time of sorrow. Surround them with your comfort, fill their hearts with your peace, and remind them that you are close to the brokenhearted. Grant them the grace to trust in your divine will, even in the midst of such tragic loss. May they find solace in your promises and hope in the resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, draw them nearer to you and to one another as they walk this painful road of mourning. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
From Leah, A dear friend is having a liver biopsy on Tuesday to rule out cancer. Please do keep her in your prayers. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we come before you with trust and hope, lifting up Leah's dear friend as she prepares for her liver biopsy on Tuesday. Lord, you are our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. We ask that you surround her with your peace that surpasses all understanding, calming any fears and anxieties she may have. Father, we pray for good news, that no illness is found, and that her body is whole and healthy. We ask that you guide the hands of the doctors, granting them wisdom and skill in their work. For you, O Lord, are the great physician, the one who heals all our diseases. May your presence be with her in every moment, reminding her that she is never alone. For you have said, "Do not fear, I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." We place our trust in you, knowing that your plans for her are good, plans to give her a future and a hope. Let her rest in the assurance of your unfailing love, and may your peace cover her heart in the days ahead. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
This is from Rose. Please pray for my son, AJ. He is finally going to have an MRI on his neck. The injury has limited him from many of his normal activities, including picking up his babies and playing with them. Thank you. Father, we lift up AJ to you as he prepares for his MRI. Lord, you are the one who sees every pain and knows every struggle. We ask that you place your healing hand upon him and bring relief to his injury. Restore his strength and mobility so that he may once again enjoy the simple joys of life, especially holding and playing with his precious children. Father, you have promised, "I will restore you to health and heal your wounds." We hold on to this promise and ask for a good outcome from his MRI, for clear answers, and for the right path forward in his healing. Guide his doctors with wisdom and precision, and fill AJ's heart with peace and hope, knowing that you are with him every step of the way. Give Rose comfort as she prays for her son, reminding her that the Lord is near to all who call on him. May she find rest in your love and strength in your faithfulness. We trust in you, Lord, and place AJ's healing in your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Anonymous, please pray for the salvation of my husband, Ron. Please pray for God's will in our marriage. Heavenly Father, we lift up Ron and his journey toward salvation. Lord, you desire that all should come to know you and receive the gift of eternal life. We ask that you soften Ron's heart, open his eyes to your truth, and draw him closer to you. Let him encounter your love in a powerful way that transforms his heart and mind. Father, we also pray for this marriage, asking that your will be done in every aspect of their relationship. Where there is hurt, bring healing. Where there is uncertainty, bring clarity. Where there is division, bring unity in your name. Lord, you have said, "What God has joined together, let no one separate." Strengthen the bond between them, and may their marriage be a testimony of your grace and faithfulness. Give this wife peace as she waits and prays, reminding her that the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness, but is patient, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. May she continue to trust in your perfect timing and remain steadfast in love and faith. We place Ron and this marriage in your hands, knowing that you are always working for good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This request is from Anonymous. Please pray I get a job soon. I'm not having any luck and feeling hopeless and sad. Heavenly Father, we lift up your child to you, asking for your guidance, provision, and peace during this difficult time. Lord, you know their struggles, their worries, and the weight of discouragement they carry. We ask that you open doors of opportunity, lead them to the right job, and grant them favor in their search. Father, your word reminds us, "For I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord, "plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a future and a hope." Let this truth bring comfort and renewed confidence as they wait upon you. Strengthen their heart, Lord, and replace hopelessness with trust in your perfect timing. Remind them that they are never alone, for the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. We ask that you provide not only a job, but also peace, joy, and assurance in your faithful care. May this season of waiting draw them closer to you and prepare them for the blessings ahead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This prayer intention is from Brooke. Please pray for a sweet little baby named Huntley and her family. She's been in the hospital a long time with severe complications and so much pain and discomfort and crying. Her parents and the doctors are fighting hard to keep her alive and well. Please pray that our powerful God will restore her to full health so she can come home with her family. And pray that God will bless her with a long, healthy life. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of love and concern for little Huntley. Lord, you are the giver of life, the great physician, and our source of hope. We ask for your healing touch upon this precious baby who has suffered so much in her young life. Please ease her pain, calm her fears and cries, and bring comfort to her tiny body. Restore her fully, Lord, and let her grow strong and healthy so she may come home to her loving family. We lift up her parents and the medical team who are fighting tirelessly for her well-being. Grant them wisdom, strength, and endurance. Fill their hearts with peace and remind them that the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Psalm 34, verse 18. May they find rest in your presence and trust in your perfect will. Father, we ask for a future filled with joy and health for Huntley. May she live a long and blessed life, growing up to know your love and grace. For we believe that with God, all things are possible. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. In Jesus' mighty and merciful name we pray. Amen.
From Tyler. Someone dear to me has a relative whose life has kind of spiraled out of control and is now having suicidal thoughts. I'd appreciate prayers for the Lord to step in and take control of the situation. Heavenly Father, we lift up this person who is struggling with despair and suicidal thoughts. Lord, You are the God of hope, the one who gives beauty from ashes and joy from mourning. We ask that you step into this situation with your mighty power and take total control. Surround this person with your love, silence the lies of the enemy, and remind them that their life is precious in your sight. Father, you have promised the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Psalm 34:18. May your presence bring comfort and light in the midst of their darkness. Send people into their life to speak truth, encouragement, and hope. Give their loved ones wisdom, patience, and strength to support them in this battle. Lord, we rebuke the spirit of hopelessness and ask for your peace to fill their heart. Remind them that you have plans to give them a future and hope. Jeremiah 29:11. May they feel your hand upon them and turn to you as their refuge and strength. We trust in your power to heal, restore, and redeem this situation completely. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.